Okay, Moran Rabotai, we are here to have a productive Zman together and learn the halachos of Nida as we went through yesterday. The way Nida begins, we have to get into a lot of preliminary conversations that present yisodos of Hilchos Nida that we will come back to as the year goes on. But the first year I want to talk about basically begins from Chumash. If you open the Psukim in the Torah in Parashas Metzora, the Torah tells us that there are two distinct categories. We have a category in the Torah called Nida, and there's a category in the Torah called Zava. These are two distinct categories, Nida and Zava. And the way the Torah says it is, it's funny, the Torah uses the term Zava with respect to a Nida, no? Vayikra test vav pasuk yates, v'isha kisiya Zava, dam yiya Zava bivsara. Right? A woman who has a flow, and the flow is in her basar. That's actually relevant for one of the dinim that we were discussing this morning during Seder. Dam yazova bivsara means that even if the dam is completely internal, she's still going to be tumea. And the din of tum'ah in the psukim here in Vayikra tes vav pasuk yutes, the din of tum'ah in this case is Shivas Yom Tia Benidasa V'chano Geya Bayitma, that she's Tumeya for 7 days. That is an Isha who sees Dam. The Torah then goes on and talks about the halachos of the Tumah. It's interesting that the Torah does not really speak about the Isser Nida Levayla. Right? The Torah does not say that a woman who's a Nida cannot have relations with her husband. The context of the Torah is about the Tum and Tahara. That's the first thing. The second parasha in the Torah is, the Torah continues, Vayikra Tesvav Pasuk Chafei, V'isha Ki Yozav Zov Dama Yomim Rabin. If she has a flow for Yomim Rabin, Yomim means two, Rabin means plus one. So advanced mathematics, yeshiva college graduates, 2 plus 1 is 3. So if you see dam below eis nidasa for 3 days, so then the Torah again speaks about tumah that is conveyed. And the Torah mentions that the sofra l'shivas yomim b'achar titar, that she counts 7 days and then you become, then she becomes Tahora. Meaning, with respect to a Zava, the Torah tells me two things. That does not apply to a Nida. One thing by a Zava is that you need Shivas Yamim, which means that these have to be clean days, which means that she has to do a Bedika each of these 7 days. That's true by a Zava. The Torah also by a Zava tells me Achar Titar, which means that the Torah mentions that a Zava has to go to the mikvah. Nowhere in the Psukim does the Torah say that a Nida has to go to the mikvah. Shteit Nar by Zava as the Musgains in mikvah. By Nida Shteit Nisht. Right? Do I have to translate for the Philistines among us? Right? The point is that by Zava, the Torah says she has to go to the mikvah. By Nida, the Torah never says she has to go to the mikvah. Chazal assume it. And Tosfos in a number of places, I gave you on the Maariv HaKol, Tosfos in Yuma on Ayin Ches, raises how you know that a Nida Lebaila has to go to the mikvah that is not found in the Torah. So we have so far two distinctions. Zayin Nekiyim, Achar Titar, which we will call mikvah. What are the other distinctions? Yeah.
Wow. What would have been the Havmin? Is there any tumas that don't have to go to the mikvah to get rid of?
Are there any tumas that don't have to go to the mikvah? So, again, you're right. With respect to there's no tuma that you don't have to go to the mikvah, but the Isra Labaila and the fact that
Rabbi,
that is relaxed. What?
Rabbi thinks it's supposed to be that there can be distinctions.
Perhaps, yes. But again, this is something kind of to keep in your back pocket. Whether the Isra Labaila and the Tumen Tahara is the same, the fact is the Torah by Anita never says she has to go to the mikvah klal v'ikar. It's shteitnisht. By Azava, the Torah says you go to the mikvah. The Torah by Azava does not also imply that, does not say beferish that there is an iser lebaila, but but we'll leave it like this. In other words, the Torah in Parshas Metzora, neither by Nida nor by Zava, says that there's an Isra Baila. The Torah, where is it? In Parshas Achrimos, right, says that there is an Isra Baila, and that is only by Nida in the Torah, not by Zava. Right? So, again, it's just worth noting. Chevra, what are the other nafgaminas between Nida and Zava? So far we have two, right? The Zayin Nikiyim, and we have the fact that the Torah does not mention mikveh at all by Nida. What are the other nafka mitzvahs? Anyone? Zava Ketana, Zava Gedola. So that's like a detail within Zava, right? A detail is a Zava Ketana, which means one time or two times. If a woman sees blood for one day or 2 days, so then you have to be a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Then you need one clean day. But you could be a Zava Gedola, right? Zava Gedola is that you see for 3 times, and that's when you need the Shiva Nikiyam. Right? When the Torah says, Risafrala Shiva Tsyomim Ba'achar Titar, that's talking about the Zava Gedola. The Gemara learns this from Sukkim, right? Yomim Rabim. That's what we said means 3 days, and then achar titar, then you have to, then v'safra lo shiva nekiyim, v'achar titar. So that is so far what we have. Zava ketana, zava gedola is a prat within the bigger category of zava. What other dinim are there between nida and zava? Distinctions. A korban. Right? That's kind of a favorish in the psukim also. By Yom Hashmini Tikach Lashde Sor Moshe Bnei Yona Beivia Osam Al Kohen. On day 8, she brings a carbon. Right, the Zava brings a carbon. That's another din that's beferish in the Torah. Again, the Torah does not link the carbon at all to the Isra Labaila, because the Isra Labaila is not found in these psukim. We do know from the Pesukim in Sefer Shoftim that the sons of Eli were these despicable individuals. And one of the things that they did is they would delay the bringing of karbanos. And therefore, the woman would remain Asura Labaila. Not that she's Asura Labaila me'ikar hadin, but they accepted a chumra on themselves, which means the sons of Eli were not sensitive to chumras. There is a certain stream of people who don't like chumras, right? And you see that the sons of Eli Taka were punished for that. Okay, so what? Those are some distinctions. What other distinctions are there between Nida and Zava? We basically, if you read between the lines here in the Torah and Simin Kuf Pei Gimel, you see all of them. Carbon is not mentioned. Anyone else? Yes, sir, Mr. Ackerman.
Mentioned
again, maybe that's not true, but Paul
explicitly stated the idea of
Nida
being New Year,
being right. Okay. Yesua.
I don't know.
So the din of Pain Kanuya being Yesua, that you want to say that Nida, not Zava, that's already too what we'd say in Yiddish far fetched. The practice is that the halacha that's found in the It's a tshuva of the Rivosh that it applies bein bepnuya or not. Many people make this mistake. They assume if a woman is not married, the Isurei Nida don't apply. The Rivosh writes beferish, not true. And the Rivosh writes beferish also that we don't allow pnuyos to go to the mikvah. Yom HaKippurim is coming up. The minig in certain Sephardic kehilos and certain Hasidic kehilos is that women go to the mikvah Erev Yom HaKippurim for additional tahara. In our communities, this is not the practice, that we assume that the gezeira of the Rivash about not going to the mikvah for a pnuya applies even on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Again, the concern is that if a woman would go to the mikvah, people would think that she's muteres, and right, that's not what we want. So that is another detail.
That means that there is a concept of zava by
the pashtus is a concept of nida and zava. Yeah, by a pnuya, by a nesua. There's no chiluk at all in terms of pnuya going to the mikvah. The practice of a pnuya not going to the mikvah with pashtus, I have not seen anyone say that there's a distinction between the nida and the zava with respect to that practice. I haven't looked into it, but I'd be quite surprised if there is anyone who made such a distinction. Other distinctions between nida and zava. So tevila day and night, right? Meaning, right, that a nida has to go to the mikvah at night, but a zava, technically speaking, goes to the mikvah during the day. So if I'm a zava, and when I'm talking about zava now, I'm talking about zava gedola. That means a woman who saw dam for 3 days. By the way, we should also note that these days which I'm talking about fall out in the Yud Aleph Yom. There is some halacha alosha misinai that the Gemara references in the bazillion places that zava falls out in 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nidah LeNidah. If a woman sees dam for 3 days, in those 11 days, Bein Nidah LeNidah, so she becomes a Zava Gedayla, she has to count 7 clean days, in that case. And after she has counted 7 clean days, and by counting, we do not mean that she is supposed to say, Heint is the Eshta Tug, Dos is the Sveta Tug, right? Even if you say it in Yiddish, it doesn't do anything. Counting means that you have to do a bedika. You have to do an internal exam. We'll describe the details of doing these internal exams as we go on. But Nikiyim, right? The bedika is what a Zava has. And because a Zava does a bedika on each day of the 7 days, so therefore, on day 7, the Zava, once she did her bedika, can immerse in the mikvah. But Anida, because there is no Maisa involved, Rav Schechter quotes in the Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon on page 264, as well as earlier, pages 89, 90, 91, etc. Rav Schechter has essays about why, when do we apply the principle of mixus hayayim kekulo, when don't we apply the principle? As a matter of halacha, by a zava you go to the mikvah during the day, and that's because of a razzle-dazzle principle called mixus hayayim kekulo. That part of a day is a day. By Anida, I do not say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. We don't apply that category by Anida. We only apply it by a Zava. Mr. Hold.
Is that because of Issur Karet, or is there a different reason why we don't apply it?
So what is the reason why we do not? There's an Issur Karet both by Anida and by Zava. So why is it that I say Mixas Hayom Kekulo by Zava, not by Nida? So Rav Schechter, in his Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon, he raises every modern Orthodox's kid's famous favorite question, which is, shouldn't we keep half Shabbos? Now, when a modern Orthodox kid asks about half Shabbos, the kid is asking, hey, can't I use my device on Shabbos? No? But we could ask a longer question about half Shabbos, which is farvush zok minish mitzvah hayom kikulo. Why don't I say mitzvah hayom kikulo? Is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about whether we say mitzvah hayom kikulo at night or even in the day. But l'chapach I'll be machmir. I always say mitzvah hayom kikulo in the day. Okay, so I wake up and then I pull out my device. Why don't I say mitzvah hayom kikulo? So Rav Soloveitchik is quoted by Rav Schechter as saying that there is a difference between a melos and not. Meaning, there are certain days which are built in the calendar. The principle of mixas hayom kekulo only applies to days which are, this is Rav Schechter's nusach, they are superimposed on the calendar. Niga and Zava, you're not going to go to your local sperm store and say, can I buy a calendar? And it's going to say, oh, Nida, Zava. Right? You're not going to have that on the calendar. Those are personal days. It's not part and parcel, right? For those in Boston, you say part and parcel of the calendar. So therefore, the pashtus would be that both by Nida and by Zava, Mixas Hayom Kekulo should be Shaya. We do not say Mixas Hayom Kekulo on any day that is part of the calendar. Therefore, Shabbos, there is no Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Therefore, Tisha B'Av, we do not say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. We don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo as you wake up in the morning on a fast day and eat breakfast. Right? We don't say that because it's part of the calendar. Just one Kasha. Or, no, let me take your question in the kasha.
So what would make Nida built into the calendar? It could happen at any, meaning it could happen tomorrow, it could happen the day before.
Exactly. So Nida is not built into the calendar. So therefore, the concept of Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo is shaykh.
Why?
We cannot say Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo on a day that is built into the calendar, not shaykh. But if a day is not built into the calendar, for example, Nida, Zava, Aveilus, these are days that are not built into the calendar. They're totally on every person. So then Mixas Hayom Kekulo would be a meaningful category.
Okay, so what's the answer between them?
So then what's the answer between the difference between Nida and Zava? So the answer that Rav Schechter quotes from the Rav is that there is a difference between when there is a Maisa and when there is only Isurim. When it comes to Nida, there is no action that needs to be done. When it comes to Zava, there is an action, which is the Bedika that you have to do. Says Rav Schechter in the name of the Rav, that I say Mixas Hayom Kekulo only when there is an action that is done. And because I did that action, I could say that now the day is over. So Zava, there is an action, a bedika. Therefore, the day is over, potentially. Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Neither there is no action. Therefore, I cannot say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Now, Avelos, there is Shiva, Shloshim, and Yudbeis Chodesh. Right? There is a person, Rahman al-Atzlan, loses a relative. Technically, you could distinguish between day one, right? Sometimes you have a Shmua Rechoka, you only have Avelos for 1 minute. Right? That's because I say Mitzvah Yom Kippulai. Because there's a Maisa. You'd have to take off your shoes. You have to sit on the floor. There's a Maisa. When I have Shiva, there's a Maisa during the Avelos. So I said Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, right? People have been to Shiva home know that the Avelos get up on day 7 in the morning. But by the way, there's no real halacha of walking around the block. But everyone thinks that's like a thing that you have to do. But you get up, technically speaking, there's a Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo because there is a Nihung of Avelos. There's an action. Shloshim, whether I say Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, the Pashtus is we do say Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. There's a nice article that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zecharino Bracha wrote. It's now printed in this book, which is like some of Mishnah Klat Torah. Originally wrote it in a sefer that came up from Yeshiva in memory of Rabbi Winevsky. Rabbi Winevsky was a blind Talmud Chacham before Elyon here. Imagine every reveals a Bengal by heart. He was an extraordinary person. So when he was Nifter, he left no relatives. So the Yeshiva put out the sefer, Sonas Yosef, memory of Rabbi Yosef Nevsky, and that's where I originally had this article about Shloshim. The fact that I said Mitzvah Yom Kippur by Shloshim implies that there's some Maisa on Shloshim. There's some Maisa Abedos. What exactly that is, I ain't sure. Yud Beis Kodesh, I definitely do not say Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Everybody holds that you have to keep the entire last day of the 12 months of Abedos. And the reason for that is because the Shechter says that there is no Maisa on Yud Beis Kodesh. The difference between Zava and Nida relates to whether there is a Maisa or not. Just to leave you with one kasha that I have been bothered by is, there is a Machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfaradim about whether we say Mixas Hayom Kippur on Lag Ba'Omer. Simen Tov Tzad Yigimel Se'if Beis. Right? An Ashkenazi shaves Lag Ba'Omer in the morning. No? A Sephardi keeps the entire day 33 and does not shave until day 34. Why this is true is not so pashut, right? Why this is true? But what is there any active avelos? There's no active avelos, no? There's no active avelos, right? Because the avelos towards Lag Ba'Omer is basically like the avelos in Yud-Beis Kodesh. There's nothing that you have to do during those days. If that's the case, l'cha'ora, the Sfaradim should be right. I should not say Mitzvah Yom Kippur. How come Ashkenazim do say Mitzvah Yom Kippur on Lag Ba'Omer is a point that's worth thinking about based on this Columbus. Mr. Slager.
And if they're supposed to say that it shouldn't be Lag Ba'Omer, and therefore you can say that they just extended one day, that Lag Ba'Omer is not really their population.
Right. So again, it could be that's possible, and it could be that has something to do with Rashbi and what exactly. No one has any idea what's going on. Lag Ba'Omer is like one of the great mystery days in Judaism, no? The Chassam Sefer writes that he really shouldn't. By the way, I think this past Lag Ba'Omer, Klal Yisrael was shown that the Chassam Sefer should have been right. We should not keep Lag Ba'Omer. I'll say it like that. The Chassam Sefer tries to say that it's usher to be koveya yontiv on Lag Ba'Omer. No? Because you can't be koveya new yontiv bisman. As I get, this Chassam Sefer is always used in the polemics against Yom Ha'atzma'ut. But that Lag Ba'Omer, he certainly says it. And I think Lada Avoneinu that we saw this past year that, you know, we might be better off without Lag Ba'Omer. But that's, you know, I guess what, Thursday is supposed to be Hashgafa Day also. So that was today's point of Hashgafa. But
you have picked the lesson of Umbria's example.
Right. This is, again, your Shita that Hashgafa always involves in Yanim of death. Right, that's like your. So what we have is the Torah has distinctions between Nida and Zava, and I think we have to stop here now because it sounds like this is a fire alarm or a fire drill. Okay, Chevra. Shkayach.